Mr. Gressel, if you would, first of all, tell me your title and the duties that you have here in Egypt.
I'm Jonathan Gressel. I'm the Agriculture Minister Counselor at the U.S. Embassy. I work for the Foreign Agriculture Service of U.S. Department of Agriculture. Our primary mission is access, market access mm-hmm. for U.S. agricultural products in the countries we work in, as well as market development. And we also handle issues like scientific exchanges, increasing role in food security and other issues.
Well, since we're here with this U.S. Grains Council Corn Mission, how would you characterize the current status or state of the importation of American grain into this market?
Well, I think from the point of view of feed grains, this is really an excellent market. It's a growing market, and it's not just for corn anymore. It's you know, distiller dried grains, corn gluten meal, all, you know, across the board. You've been very successful at gaining entry into the market for new products. What I like about the program, to be honest, is that it's really been a win-win situation. You've not only helped U.S. corn growers by getting more corn into the market, more products, but you've really helped build new industries here. And I think you're going to see a lot of that on your trip over the next few days.
Have there been any challenges recently? We just came from Morocco, and they, you know, kind of express some quality issues, but I mean, anything that, you know, might be things we should look at putting a little extra emphasis on as we move forward, maybe?
Well, I think, you know, the challenges have come perhaps, you know, in evolutions of the different industries here. You know, the poultry industry was very hard hit by avian influenza, but they're starting to come back, I'd say, especially by modernizing the industry and expanding the modern sector in the industry. And so that, you know, ways that you can assist the modern sector move forward. I think that, you know, in different areas, and I think Dr. Solomon's really identified these as, you know, moving up the value chain and increasing the value of production here is key. Like looking at improving the buffalo herd here. These are all really valuable ways. You know, perhaps on the surface they don't look at, well, that's going to get us more corn into the market, but in the end it really does by creating value for your customers. So.
And comment on what you think of what you've seen the U.S. Grains Council do and their part of helping work in this market.
Well, you know, first of all, Dr. Hussein is kind of one of the most trusted people I have amongst my cooperators. I mean, I have a good group of cooperators here. He's one of the people that I go to talk to and really respect his wisdom and knowledge here. And, you know, what's good about him is that not only do I respect him, but more importantly, you know, the Minister of Agriculture respects him. The companies here respect him a lot. And, you know, he created a program here that I'm glad. Not only did Grains Council have a part in it, USDA had a part in it, but the government of Egypt did. And that's the, you know, the Cattlemen's Bank here, which took buffalo bulls that were really a very low value to farmers, created a feedlot industry to kind of feed these buffalo bulls into, which raised the return to farmers to feeding them out a bit more, and created not only new markets for feed grains. I mean, it's a very significant market for the feed grains, but also new income for small farmers and new sources of meat for Egypt. I mean, that's, and it all started with, I'm glad to say, like $17 million of USDA's Section 416 money, to which the Egyptian government added $45 million, and which Food Grains Council's technical assistance and Dr. Suleiman Zefter really all made possible. So.
Anything else you'd like American corn growers to know about the Egyptian market?
You know, it's a growing market. It's I just say that it's one that I think you should keep investing in. It will show returns for you, you've got a good team working here, and that's I've worked in, this is my sixth overseas post for FAS. I've probably covered some 20-some countries, and this is really one of your best programs. So I'm very proud to be here working with
you. Well, we really appreciate it, and thank you for your time. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.